It is not that the discovery of DNA was fundamental to all of the science of life, but rather that DNA itself is fundamental to all life itself. Living things are the way they are because, through natural selection, they have evolved to be that way, and evolution is possible because the properties of DNA and related molecules allow organisms to pass on their genetic blueprint to their offspring. In precisely the same sense, whether or not the discoveries of elementary particle physics are useful to all other scientists, the principles of elementary particle physics are fundamental to all nature. Opponents of reductionism often rely on the argument that discoveries in elementary particle physics are not likely to be useful to scientists in other fields. This is not supported by the evidence of history. The elementary particle physics of the first half of this century was largely the physics of electrons and photons, which had an enormous and unquestioned effect on our understanding of matter in all its forms. The discoveries of today's elementary particle physics are already having an important influence on cosmology and astronomy. For instance, we use our knowledge of the menu of elementary particles in calculating the production of chemical elements in the first few minutes of the universe. No one can say what other consequences these discoveries may have. But just for argument, suppose for a moment that no discovery made by elementary particle physics would ever again affect the work of scientists in any other fields. The work of elementary particle physics would still have a special importance. We know that the evolution of living things has been made possible by the properties of DNA and other molecules, and that the properties of any molecule are what they are because of the properties of electrons and atomic nuclei and electric forces. And why are these things the way they are? This has been partly explained by the standard model of elementary particles, and now we want to take the next step and explain the standard model and the principles of relativity and other symmetries on which it is based. I do not understand how this cannot seem an important task to anyone who is curious about why the world is the way it is, quite apart from any possible use that elementary particle physics may have to any other scientist. Indeed, elementary particles are not in themselves very interesting, not, at any rate, in the way that people are interesting. Aside from their momentum and spin, every electron in the universe is just like every other electron. If you have seen one electron, you've seen them all. But this very simplicity suggests that electrons, unlike people, are not made up of numbers of more fundamental constituents, but are themselves something close to the fundamental constituents of everything else. It is because elementary particles are so boring that they are so interesting. Their simplicity suggests that the study of elementary particles will bring us closer to a comprehensive understanding of nature.